Part with it, baby. Park with it, baby. Park with it, baby.
Static.
What was that?
I don't usually podcast, but when I do, it's Static Radio.
Okay. I couldn't tell if you were saying part with it or park with it earlier.
Pork. Pork!
Oh, you're saying Porkins, like the Star Wars character.
Pork with it.
Well, your own interpretation. No, me and my crew back in the day, we used to make fun of songs, and that was one of the songs we'd make fun of. You know, roll with it, we'd say pork with it.
Pork
you
with it, baby.
Pork with it, baby.
I like part with it myself better, but...
Oh, let's see. Well, whatever. Hey, whatever, you weren't part of my crew, man. You were part of the insane posse crew thing I had going.
Insane clown posse, yes.
Me and my invisible friends, you know, we'd go around.
That's
around.
Right. I had the drum machine in my brain.
Reggie and Cool. Yeah, my friends, man.
Reggie and Cool.
No.
There was Washington and Horseshack. Epstein. And that was Bobberino.
What? Where?
Wood.
Miles blows.
Wood.
Miles blows.
Let's go down to the billboard down on 32nd Street.
Sweep!
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Carter?
Mm-hmm. Sup?
He actually, Horseshack was kind of the precursor to Emo Phillips, I think.
Maybe.
A little bit with the vocals there, because Mr. Carter?
Maybe.
I remember when I was a little boy. That's Emo Phillips, right?
That's funny, yeah. That's
Emo would always do that. Emo.
I was talking to my sister the other day.
I wonder why you always park on a driveway and drive on a parkway. Mm. That's Emo Phillips for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the blunt scissor haircut that he used to have?
It was awesome.
If anybody remembers that. I like the Emo Phillips. I think it was great.
He's very funny.
He always had those weird observations and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
People in my class would make love to anything that moved, but I saw no reason to limit myself.
Somehow you don't sound as much like Emo as you do as like Kukla, Fran, and Ollie or something. I don't know.
That was right on. What do you mean?
That was right fucking on, man.
Come on, man.
That was more Emo Phillips than Emo Phillips, I'm telling you.
What's that, man? What's that about?
He's from Chicago, you know, Emo Phillips.
I know. He's from Downers Grove.
Oh, is he really Downers Grove?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Grove.
The Grove, as it's known.
The Grove. You don't know that. But
I remember when I was in the Grove.
I was talking to my sister the other day.
Woo! Crack yourself up.
I love that joke. Okay. So, Static Radio. Here we are. Okay.
So, here we are. Yeah.
Take two. Okay, this is Miles, everybody.
Hey, Miles. How you doing?
Fuck.
Oh, my goodness. I really got nothing tonight. I'm just blanking on everything. I'm trying to think of anything that really funny happened to me. I basically just worked for most of the week. I disappeared. Yeah, I was working.
Was getting all worried because I was like, "Hey man, where's Bob Lemit?" I'm like, "Fuck, I don't know."
Who by his keeper?
Yeah,
oh my goddamn zookeeper.
His brother or something? I don't know where he's at. I don't know.
Nah, I was working and I was down at Tom Tara.
Oh, I should have guessed that.
Yeah, I get down there a lot.
you know, you were just like off the radar, and I thought, did he go to Disney World again? Gee,
no, Christmas,
World, man, yeah. This son of a bitch travels, man.
No, it was a Tantara working.
Tantara.
I found Gallagher, and he works at Tantara. If you go to Tantara, you can find Gallagher.
Is it Gallagher or Gallagher's brother?
It's Gallagher.
The Gallagher. He works at Tantara.
Well, he certainly looks like Gallagher, that's for sure.
Hey, I'm going to spark a watermelon.
That's right. He's not doing that anymore, so.
Oh.
No, it's a really nice dude. I talked to him. He looked just like Gallagher. He's been working there for quite some time, so.
Hey.
I was amazed because he looks like Gallagher with a haircut, basically.
You look like Gallagher, man.
That's what he looks like. All the time.
Thank you. Would you like to touch my nugget pouch? I gotta get going. I gotta go work.
The Sledge O'Matic. So yeah, no, that was kind of weird.
You guys have like the same hairline and stuff. You probably,
yeah, thanks.
You fit right in.
Yeah, I fit right in there. We were buds.
I had like that same chemo patient look to you. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying.
It's the style for the 2010s. Yeah. Chemo.
I'm afraid I'm going to come down and see you sometime. You're going to be doing like some bad comb over or something. I'm just so afraid. You haven't seen me in a while, Miles. I'm a little hideous. I just have a feeling.
No, I vowed never to do a comb over, so.
Hey, I've had a listener offer to fly me down to go see you.
To go see me?
Yeah.
Little did they know that there's no planes in Iowa to fly to.
No.
It'd be better to just throw a canoe on the Mississippi and you get here faster, probably.
Yeah, no, I found a guy. He says he's going to do it. He's going to do it.
Who is this person? Can you mention
that? It might be McGrath the Crime Dog. How's that?
Oh, take a bite out of crime.
Yeah.
I gotta see you two boys together in action.
Getting double teamed.
Take a bite out of crime.
I hope there's not a weight limit on this thing.
That's right. Yeah, does he realize he's gotta buy two seats for you?
No, he's going to fly me down, man. He's got his own plane, man.
You got the Kevin Smith special going on there, or what?
He's got his own plane, so it doesn't have weight.
Oh, okay.
If this doesn't have weight restrictions, I'm going, man. I don't care.
Well, looks like we don't get to take any luggage.
I like to fly nude.
Well, let's just say you got to fast while we're down there so we can bring back some souvenirs.
Tower, this is 1-9 Foxtrot Chevy. I'm coveted low and slow with a 400 pounds of pudding.
Go slow, I want to see his house.
I think it's Larry Flint coming in, we're not sure. Who is that?
I want to see Bob Womack's house.
Just, yeah, we're going to buzz your house.
Just over there on his driveway.
We're going to buzz your house and everything, man.
Well, that'd be great.
It's going to be cool, man.
You're going to flower bomb the house, are you?
Going to throw excrement out of the plane and stuff. I mean, we're going to do everything.
Flying Monkey Airlines or what?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, excrement, that's great.
We'll throw excrement.
We got room now for a little arch souvenir.
It's my own dung.
So we're talking small plane here, so that's good.
I don't even know how big it is. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's
I don't care.
It's an ultralight.
I don't care.
My house, you're going to die.
Let me see.
You're going to get in trouble for making fun of Buddy Holly. Let me tell you that right now. You're going to pay for that shit, Miles.
All right, Miles. The only way we're going to make it down in this ultralight is you dig up a corpse that weighs 180 and put it on my side underneath me. And then you can have one cheek on that bicycle seat over there. I think we're going to need a bigger engine.
It's struggling.
Why don't you take off that rubber band and peanut shell you're wearing, Miles?
You son of a bitch.
Hooking up to the propeller.
You're a dick, man. Son of
a bitch. Oh, my goodness.
My own joke comes back at me. Bastard.
Yeah, there you go. So, really, fly you down. Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
I don't know where you guys would land at that would be any closer than you driving, but that's okay.
Oh, well, we haven't really thought of that, but...
There's Parks Airport, which is down in East St. Louis there.
Oh, East St. Louis. That's where we get to land. I'm rethinking the whole trip now.
It's right by Sage, you know, where all the strip clubs are, so you might...
Oh, well, hell, we could do that.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Oh, wait a minute now. Let's not be hasty now.
I don't know if it's right by Sage. You know, it's downtown. It's called Downtown Airport, Parks Airport, but it's somewhere down there by the river, so I've never been.
We might be thirsty. We need a drink.
Yeah, we're... Yeah, really. We need to purge you of some of those wands there.
I only have $7 for the strip club.
Wow. So when's this going to take place?
We're working that out. Yeah, we're working that out.
Okay, well, keep me posted, so I'll be here for you.
Yeah, that'd be funny if you weren't there. Yeah. Oh, wow, man. Where's he at? Tantara.
I'm at Tantara.
Shit, we don't have the gas for that. Shit.
Yeah, you can fly over to the Lick of the Ozarks.
I bet we could fly right in your yard. You got that big-ass yard, man. I could fly right in that mofo.
Yeah, you could. And I got, some space on either side of the yard, too, so.
Of course, we end up like Randy Rhodes or something. Oh, damn.
You could probably land on the road out front, so.
Yeah, we could. I think we could.
Mm-hmm. You could.
I'll talk them into it, man.
Other than the power lines and stuff, you guys will be fine.
Randy Rhodes. Tell you, that's how he went, man.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know,
yeah.
If you do come down, you know, you can make yourself a t-shirt at Zazzle.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you could say,
flew United.
Flew down, that's right.
I flew United with McGrath for, what?
Yeah, you could say I flew in a turboprop or something. I don't know.
The Cessna.
A Cessna, yeah. Cessna my ass. That's what you'd say on your shirt. So go to Zazzle.com. You can use, once you make that t-shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can buy it at a discount.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what the discount code is, Miles?
Yes.
Static Radio 1 will get you 10% off. Any order of $50 or more, Static Radio 2. Saves you 12% off any order of $75 or more. If you go to Zazzle.com, use those promo codes, save money, and then make a funny shirt. You okay there?
I'm getting all choked up.
I think you probably could make a make a G-string or something for yourself.
You think?
Yeah. It says I was holding up these nuts at 20,000 feet or something like that.
Well, go to the Technonies.
So, Zazzle.com /Static Radio 1/Static Radio 2. Our sponsor this week.
I buzz Lament's house with my nuts.
There you go. I drug my scrot across his rooftop.
I whipped out a batch on top of Lament's house. Hold on, hold it tight, hold it. Okay, let's go.
So, what's going on with you?
Be like MIGs flying over your house. You know?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
I can see that, yes.
Yeah. I'm getting in trouble with my kids, man.
Oh, really? What are you doing to your children?
I was giving a ride today to school, and one of my boys is like, "Hey, man, there's my friend Jimmy walking to school, man." Right?
What do you got? Like, are your kids Cheech and Chong or what?
Hey, man!
Hey, no, man, Jimmy, he's walking to school, man.
Hey, Jimmy. No, like, the window's broken, like, you can't roll it down.
So oh, like, yeah.
You know, so, this kid's out, like, on the sidewalk, right? You know, he's on, the, like, the passenger side. So, my kid's like, hey, man, beep a Jimmy. Beep a Jimmy. Come on, beep.
Beep a Jimmy.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I could do that. I don't, you know. It's early in the morning, I guess.
Sure, I got beeping Jimmy. What the hell?
And I go to beep the damn horn, and it won't freaking, and I'm pushing. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, where the frick is the horn? And finally, I find it. Now, Jimmy's like this little skinny, frail kid, right?
Right,
yeah. Okay. This kid craps his pants. And he jumps like 3 feet in the air when I do, like,
when you hear the horn honk.
Oh, my God. That was so worth it. I'm like,
it means they're coming to get you.
You're going to explain this to him and his mom when she calls to bitch me out, man. About
really.
This. I had nothing to do with this.
Hey, Dad.
Right?
Honky Jimmy.
Yeah, Honky Jimmy.
Yeah, nice.
He may never walk to school again. He'll get a ride. Hey, what a ride. Hey, what a ride.
Another white van coming trying to get me today.
In his van.
He honked at me. He looked like a pervert pastor.
Oh, man. So, I didn't have anything to do yesterday, right? So, I talked my oldest kid, like, into, like, let's go to the movies.
Oh, what'd you go see?
And he didn't want to go. He's like, I don't want to go. I'm like, well, come on, let's go.
But
like,
what were you going to get? Well, it depends on what the movie it was, you know? What were you going to
Dad didn't really check out the movie choices too well, because I picked MacGruber.
MacGruber.
Which I think would be a hard R rating.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay. So you took your impressionable 7-year-old to see MacGruber. Is that correct?
See MacGruber shove celery up his ass and walk around butt naked with celery up his ass. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, oh.
Dad, what's going on? I don't understand.
Like, oh, never mind. Just don't look.
No, I think it went more like this. You know, it's funny how things you do, Dad, make it into the movies.
Isn't this your M.O., Dad? Isn't that your M.O. right there?
That's right. You go, look, I'm a Bloody Mary.
I mean, that was like the more tamer parts of the movie. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Well, the only thing I read about that was that there was some scene where they had to count the number of grinds he was doing, you know, on his lady friend.
Yeah, that was in the movie. Yeah,
in order to deliver the R as opposed to the NR. So.
That was all in the movie too. Yeah, I'm all little.
MacGruber!
Shamed of bringing my son to this movie.
Oh, no. You loved it.
Considering he's only like 4 years old. But No, he's not. Well, I mean, these kids watch Family Guy all the time and whatever else. I mean, you know.
What do you mean? You're the living Family Guy. I mean, that's... The...
Hey, come here, Brian.
What's the wife?
Lois!
I would not bring your children to MacGruber.
Yeah, I don't think I will be. We went and saw Shrek 4. That's what we did, you know.
Yeah, I would stick with that. The family-oriented movies.
Yeah, MacGruber. Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Next thing you know, you're gonna be taking them and say, "Hey, look, it's a retro porno, Insatiable. Let's go see."
Yeah, it. I know. No, had I known it was this bad, believe me, I would not have.
So was it funny at all, or no?
You know, it's funny, but it's like. You know, kind of like the humor that was like in, what did Trey Parker and the other Matt Stone, they did that
thing. Oh, yeah, it was...
The Puppets, Team America.
Team America, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Team America, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that was your kind of movie, kind of man. You love Team America, World Police.
Well, yeah, to some extent, I guess.
No, you do. You said, you told me after you saw it, you said, oh, what I wouldn't give to have puppet sex.
Ah!
That's what you said.
With Trey Parker and my stuff. Yeah.
Well, no, with whatever that pop-up was.
Oh, yeah. So,
Pinocchio, he didn't know what he was involved in.
Please don't take your children to that show. Go by yourself, maybe bring your wife, bring your brother, but don't bring your kids.
Oh, nice. So, but well, although, I guess, like, if you, other than the kid factor of it, what would you say about it?
I mean, I laughed. I thought it was funny. It's over-the-top, you know, humor of, I just thought, okay, it's just going to be a bunch of dumb jokes.
Right, yeah. How was, who was in that?
That story, you've seen this story a million times. It's
Justin Timberlake was in that, I think.
No. That's another one of those pretty boys here. What's his Ryan Filippi?
Oh, Ryan Filippi. That's it. Yeah,
he ends up with celery crammed up his ass, too.
Oh, nice. Is he walking around with it?
Naked, yeah.
That's bizarre.
Then later on, the guy's like eating celery. He's like, oh, God. He's like, I washed it off. It's okay. You're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
yeah.
What's that? It's always at the holidays where they have the celery with the crap in it. Mm-hmm. What is that called? Mm-hmm. Stuffed celery crap? What is that? There's a name for it.
Cakes on a blanket or ants on a tree. What is it
ants
called?
No, ants on a tree.
Like,
I think that's it. Yeah.
Isn't there something like that? Or
it's not pigs
peanut
in a blanket.
Butter and raisin.
Yeah, peanut butter and raisin. Ants on a tree. That's it.
Or isn't it
ants
like
on
that?
A log.
Ants on a log or something? I don't know.
Like
I don't.
Something like that. That's what he was eating, was ants on a log.
My twin brother, Val Kilmer.
That's right.
We're almost like twins now.
You guys really do look more and more alike every time.
I think we weigh the same.
His nose is smaller than yours, I believe.
But I mean, really, I think I could have done that part.
I think I probably look more like Val Kilmer than you do, maybe.
No.
Except for the hair.
No.
No?
I've got the face, exactly, the fat face.
I got the face.
I look
like a super fat George C. Scott.
Oh, yeah, then you get to see like an old lady like semi-nude in the movie. Like, God.
That's your kind of movie.
No, believe me, it was just the opposite reaction, believe me.
You are going to become like an elder porn mogul at some point in the future.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, all in all, though, it was a decent movie?
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it, yeah.
MacGruber! I like the, I've only seen a couple of those, because I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore.
Right.
For the most part. But, there was one with Shia LaBeouf.
Uh-huh.
And, evidently he had a vibrator in his pocket or something. And they
thought
it was a bomb. Something like that. It was funny. It was very funny. So, but not for the kids, huh? Or actually, it could be for the kids.
Yeah. That's what R means. Don't really bring your kids to it. You know what I mean? So.
I don't know about that.
I just thought it'd be like a bunch of lame jokes. You know, like, okay, it's going to be really lame. Like
so did you take your older boy or your younger boy?
My older boy, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's right in there with him. He loved it.
He did laugh, actually. He did laugh, yeah.
Dad, look at that celery hanging out of the guy's ass.
Yeah, I had to explain that, you know, what that was
like. Why would you do that?
See, Bob Lament used to do this in college. He'd walk around naked with celery, cupping his own balls with celery hanging out of his ass. He used to do that all the time.
Isn't that the celery in a Bloody Mary, right? So.
I think so.
Yeah, there you go.
I think so.
A mojito.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty rough, though. Pretty rough. I wouldn't take my grandma to go see it. I definitely would not.
Hey, Grandma. If I got a movie for you.
Yeah.
You always told me to eat my veggies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, you know, got a bunch of stuff there, so.
All right.
You know,
whatever.
Good. Whatever. Yeah, it's all good.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, if folks wanted to send you a note about, you know, you flying you down to St. Louis, how would they do that, Miles?
You would email me. You would email me.
My God, I feel like I'm trying to coax an answer out of a retarded person.
KissMyScrote.com.
What's your name?
Miles Title. Miles Title at staticradio.com.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Miles Title. I'm on the book. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter.
Twitter. There you go.
And, I do stuff like that. So.
God.
I'm not on MySpace anymore. I gave that up.
Oh, you gave that up?
A long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So on the Facebook. You can also find me at Facebook or Static Radio, at Static Radio on Twitter. So, all right, cool. Well, we'd like to thank Zazzle for sponsoring this week. And
thanks, Zazzle.
And we will talk to you next time.